Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Moses and Aaron met with the Egyptian Pharaoh to plead with him to allow the Israelites to leave Egypt so they could go to hold a feast in the wilderness. Exodus 5:1. Instead of his letting the people go, the Pharaoh increased their burdensome tasks. He no longer furnished them straw with which to make bricks. He made them gather straw in the fields. The officers of the children of Israel met Moses and Aaron as they returned from their meeting with the Pharaoh. They were angry and said to Moses and Aaron, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made us odious in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants to put a sword in their hand to slay us." Exodus 5:20 and 21. Moses was troubled about the turn of events. He returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why hast thou sent me?" Exodus 5:22. Moses knew God had called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt to freedom in the land of promise. He was troubled about the Pharaoh's reception of his request to let the Israelites go into the wilderness. He wondered if God had misled him when he said to Moses, "You shall say unto Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord God, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn." Exodus 4:22 and 23. Had Moses misunderstood the Lord's instructions? Moses apparently believed he had clearly understood the message God gave him, but that God had done evil to the Jewish people in not securing permission from the Pharaoh for his people to leave Egypt. He asked the Lord, "Why have you sent me?" This is equivalent to asking, "If you knew the Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go, why then did you send me to him?" Moses explained his predicament to the Lord, as if the Lord needed an explanation. "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak thy name, he has done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." Exodus 5:23. Was Moses blaming God for Pharaoh's hardness of heart? He certainly seems to be blaming him for not providing some way to free the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. Was Moses saying, either in his own heart or publicly, "Surely God is all-powerful and can lead his people into the promised land"? We know Moses was right in telling the Lord that since he began negotiating with Pharaoh, the Egyptian ruler had done only evil to the Jews. And then he seemed to think God had not fulfilled his promise to him or to the Jewish people. The Bible honors Moses as a great hero of the faith, a truly remarkable leader among the Jews. But he was not a perfect man. There were times when he doubted his mission and when he did not fully comply with the Lord's instructions. I'm not trying to excuse the mistakes of Moses, mistakes, incidentally, in his personal behavior, not in what he wrote by divine inspiration. But I think most of us understand his weaknesses, because many of us have experienced similar weaknesses. He was so eager to lead his people out of Egyptian bondage, he may have allowed his zeal to overshadow his knowledge. That is not unusual in some of the greatest leaders Israel and the church have known. The Apostle Peter sometimes served as an example of being zealous without duly considering the circumstances. We should learn from studying the life of Moses that we must rely on the Lord when our understanding is somewhat less than perfect. We do not always know the ways of the Lord. His word assures us that what he has promised, he will deliver. He has never failed to do what he said he would do. But we do not know in every case exactly how he will fulfill his promise. So we must follow the Apostle Paul's example. He wrote to the Corinthians, "We walk by faith, not by sight." 2 Corinthians 5:7. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.